The lectures are now complete, and the sutra has been explained. You have undergone much suffering, but I don't know whether you realized it was suffering or not. If you felt it was suffering, you are just a common person. But if you did not feel that it was suffering, then you are just a rock or a piece of wood. Well, was it suffering? As to my explanation, I don't know whether I explained it well or badly, and I also don't know if you listened well or badly. Good and bad, get rid of them both. Explaining is just explaining, and listening is just listening. We have met because of a karmic affinity. We have heard the story of the six patriarchs' life and of his cultivation of the way. You should not look for good or bad points, but look instead to see whether you believe. Advance down the right road and retreat from the wrong. You should cultivate according to the Dharma. Memorize the last verse of this sutra and recite it often, for if you reflect on its meaning, you will certainly realize Buddhahood. And don't discriminate as to whether I explain the sutra well or not. Just look to see whether or not you cultivate. If you cultivate, what is bad is good. But if you do not cultivate, what is good is bad. Now, I am going to ask you a question. The sixth patriarch was an illiterate, and illiterates cannot have much knowledge. How could someone who couldn't even read speak a sutra? What does this mean? Student, I think the sutra shows that you don't need a lot of scholarly learning in order to become enlightened. The sudden teaching is just the mind, realizing the mind, and we should do it. Who else has a view? This is a democracy, speak up. Student, in the Six Patriarchs Dharma explanation, where could a word arise? Student, the principles contained in the sutra are so clear and out in front that every time I try to say something about them, I get tied up in dualism and feel hopelessly overwhelmed. Does anyone else have an opinion? Student, Master, when the sixth patriarch was about to enter nirvana, he said, "See you later." Where is he now? He comes right from where you are speaking. Now, why was it that the master never learned to read? During the time of the sixth patriarch, schools were not available to all, and to attend, you had to have money. The sixth patriarch's family was extremely poor because his father was an honest official who never took bribes. As a boy, even getting food to eat was a problem for the master, so of course he couldn't go to school. It was a question of environment, then. He never learned to read because his family was poor and because schools were not available. But there is yet another reason. Why did the sixth patriarch choose to appear in a poor family? He did it to show us that even illiterates can realize Buddhahood and become patriarchs. Thus, he raised the hopes of those who could not read. Seeing the sixth patriarch, everyone thought, he never went to school, but he cultivated and obtained the fruit of the way. We can do it too. It is not the case that if you can't read, you can't cultivate. If you think, only educated people can cultivate, you are holding a prejudice. The sixth patriarch appeared to cause us all to lay down such prejudices. As I see it, these are three reasons why the sixth patriarch never learned to read. There's one more thing you should recognize clearly about the sixth patriarch. He was not lazy. He always practiced the Buddha Dharma. He became enlightened, and after his enlightenment, he spoke the Platform Sutra. Being able to read is just worldly knowledge. The sixth patriarch understood his mind, saw his nature, and opened up to his inherent wisdom. Because this sutra was spoken for the bright light of this wisdom, its value is incomparable. It is the same as sutras spoken by the Buddha, so do not take him lightly just because he couldn't read. The sutra is now complete, and after teaching it, I make that statement to all of you.